Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
A security guard has taken Universal Music Publishing Group and a number of associated companies to court over the alleged use of marijuana in the label's offices. The former employee claims that management ignored several complaints she filed regarding the Santa Monica complex. She named T.I. Future, Macy Gray, Adam Levine, and Jamie Foxx, among others, in the suit, also claiming that T.I.'s bodyguards refused to move his vehicle from a designated parking lot just in case of a shootout or something goes down. The guard alleges her complaints also led to her dismissal. According to reports, Rick Ross is telling friends that Reebok should not have dropped him since he's the one who made Reebok classic relevant again. Ross also believes he deserves a second chance from the shoe company. He stands to lose between $3.5 and $5 million. In related news, Freeway Ricky Ross has vowed to continue to battle for his own name after the most recent defeat in court. Last week, a judge rejected his claims that Warner Brothers stole his name and likeness to boost the career of rapper Rick Ross. The latest ruling upheld previous judges' rulings that Freeway Ricky Ross waited too long to file his suit. Tracy Morgan is firing back at a women's rights group following criticism of his shows in Australia and calls to boycott the rest of his tour. He suffered a mass walkout during his performance with fans and critics complaining about his overly sexual references and explicit content. Women's group Collective Shout called his show sexist and have asked fans to boycott the rest of his tour dates. Meanwhile, Morgan told his audience last night, "All I'm trying to do is make people laugh." He also told critics what they can do with their thoughts. Rapper Lil Wayne is laughing at reports that he's about to lose his mansion and cars to satisfy a $3.4 million judgment against him. Wayne has sued Quincy Jones III over a documentary about his life, then Quincy countersued Wayne for making him miss out on profits. Quincy won the suit and Wayne was ordered to pay up. Now Quincy's attorneys have moved their judgment to Florida, where Wayne keeps most of his assets. Chris Tucker will host this year's BET Awards June 30th from the Nokia Theater in L.A. The awards is part of a three-day event that the network is putting together called BET's Experience at L.A. Live.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.